Game Master in Action presents biographies, stories of characters that you should meet, or maybe better, avoid.
If one day you end up in one of those pubs located on a forgotten deck of a space station that no one wants to visit, you may hear weird and unbelievable stories. From time to time, someone may drop a name, Dr. Olivia Backwood. Some talk about her with respect, some with hate, but all of them with a little bit of fear. Who is she? It's not easy to find any reliable information about her, but here's what I know. She's a bioengineer, born on Earth as a citizen of the Free World Empire. There is not much record of the early stage of her career, and it seems that her story begins with the tragic flight of Merlin. As a reminder, this spaceship went missing around Sector 955 and was found almost a decade later in the area of Anchor Point Station. There were no survivors except of Dr. Olivia Backwood. The official record from that case showed that she claimed that she woke up from a cryosleep and the ship was abandoned. A few weeks later, she met representatives from the Weyland Yutani Corporation and was offered the position of head scientist on one of their stations. That's where the interesting part of her story begins. It's not clear on which station she was supposed to conduct her studies. Official records point to Condor Station, but there are almost no witnesses of her ever being there, and those who claim to have seen her are not very reliable. As I've mentioned before, some people say that they worked for her in the past and transported cargo with unknown content between a top secret station, the name and the location was not revealed to me, and a colony on one of the Weyland Yutani's moons. Stories differ in details, but they agree on one thing. Both places seem to be a site of bioengineering experiments. Some say that if you are not careful enough, you could end up as one of the objects. Now, some people may think that Dr. Backwood went through a lot in her life, considering the story of Merlin. But some theories suggest that the tragedy of Merlin was one of the first bigger studies conducted by her. People who met her in the past say that she knows no boundaries when it comes to science, and even not Weyland Yutani can control her. Or maybe they simply don't want to. So, next time your crew signs a contract, you better make sure that it's not for one of her projects.
Thank you for your attention and see you in the next episode of Biographies by Game Master in Action.